Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Happy New Year, friends. Welcome to Unlock 327. It is the world's number one Xbox show. We're back for a new year of Xbox fun. Coming up on this week's show, it's pretty quiet to start the year, as you might expect. So we're going to give our 2018 Xbox predictions. No, there are not 2018 of them. It's the year 2018. Also, Microsoft has a little snafu with PUBG that you might be interested to hear about. It's probably not what you're expecting either. And then if you are a fan of the Kinect and you are upgrading your Xbox One console, there's some bad news for you there as well, unfortunately. Let's get to it. I'm Ryan McCaffrey. To my right, yes, my right,
This is a very strange
It's a new year. It's a new side of Marty, the left side.
Yeah. Hey, Destin.
Hi.
How do you feel about Destiny?
PUBG? Wowee.
Destin on vacation.
I played Mass Effect 40 times.
Never as a woman.
One of my favorite Destiny.
Oh, that's really good.
Literally, he's played every time with male ship.
We've talked about this extensively. It's just like, why?
Variety. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Alana Pierce, Happy New Year.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back from Australia.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah, are you has your brain arrived? Because you were saying before you were a little.
Yeah, I've been getting, you know, like 4 hours sleep. Will be like 4 a.m. and I'm like, man, I'm sure I'm awake. And yeah, it is what it is.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Unlike Destin. Ryan DeSanchez.
Hello.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So, it's a holiday break. We just had a little bit of time off, time to maybe catch up on some games or travel or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda, did you play anything over the break?
Yeah, I finished Night in the Woods. I started a long time ago, and then I just kind of stopped playing, got back to it. And then I've played Finding Paradise, which is the next game from the guy who did To the Moon.
Oh, cool.
So that was fun. Not as good as To the Moon. Still very good.
Alana, did you haul any consoles with you to Australia?
Well, I finally got a Switch.
Nice. So that'll do it.
I actually got one for Christmas. So I've been playing Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle, which has been fun.
Solid
and I played
choice.
A little bit more of Odyssey. But in terms of Xbox, yeah, I've been playing a bunch of PUBG. I actually made my parents bring... We were spending Christmas in like a rural part of Australia out in the outback, effectively.
Yeah.
Not quite, but close. And... I brought the Xbox then, having no idea if the internet would work, and it was shockingly fast in the middle of nowhere. And you're like, why does this not happen in Australian cities? I don't know. So I've been playing quite a bit of PUBG,
nice.
And I haven't had literally any of the same kinds of like server issues that everyone is
It's gotten
about.
At least one, if not two, updates since our last show.
Even at the start, it just hadn't happened to me, but I still think the inventory is kind of a mess, and I find it really clunky and confusing, but for the most part, I've been playing a fair bit of that.
Excellent. Marty, playing anything?
I went home for 2 weeks, so I ended up playing Mario Rabbids, which I think is better than Mario Odyssey.
I'm
disgusted.
And I played through Goragoa, which I think is amazing. You should get that on mobile or Switch if you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finally got to Call of Duty World War II, the campaign, which I'd been wanting to do, and I liked it a good bit. It's not the best Call of Duty campaign. I think that honor still goes to COD 4, followed by Black Ops 1 for me. But yeah, it was really solid.
Isn't
it weird hearing
those?
Someone say COD 4?
I don't know, because if you say
you just say COD 4,
say Modern Warfare.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess that's
COD 4 is very strange.
Okay,
I don't like it. Get that out.
I'm sorry. I'll try to make it up to you. Parts of the show.
I feel like of all people, you can't. You're throwing stones at glass houses for weird stuff.
We'll talk about HALO 6.
Don't do that.
How about that?
It's like you're trying to swear in front of a kid.
Don't. So, what did you think of the HALO?
You have to do that in front of dogs sometimes. Be like, do you want to go for a WALK? Or like, say we are going for a WALK later, because any dog hears the word walk and just freaks out. Sorry if you have a dog at home and they're now very excited.
We do that a lot, I've realized, on the show. Like, usually it's we activate people's Kinect which not anymore. Will no longer happen. We'll talk about that.
We've done it with that Amazon speaker device.
Yeah, we did that too.
People get real mad at us. No, she's like, oh, never mind.
Anyway, but yeah, I really enjoyed the campaign. There's some sort of heavy subject material that they touch on towards the end of the campaign, which I would have loved to have seen them go more into. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons, either creatively or sort of like
there's a lot of things I would have liked them to see them go more into in a lot of the campaign. Like a lot of it felt pretty base level.
Superficial.
Yeah.
But the stealth mission where you're infiltrating
I want them to go to that.
That was awesome.
Is it the first time you've ever played as a woman in Call of Duty?
In the campaign?
Yeah.
I think so.
As well, but I thought that was far and away the best mission in the game.
Yeah.
It was really good. And it's funny, I find ever since All Ghillied Up in COD 4.
Thank you.
I find the curveball missions in Call of Duties to be usually my favorite ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nice.
Correct? You're still laughing at me.
I'm just thinking about it now, like how funny it would have been if you had been COD4 MW. Like if you kind of
just double down on it.
Oh, you put the colon in there as well? I'm sorry.
Spray it out every time. it's a nice change of pace just because a lot of the missions have a very distinct flow to them, and just having that is a nice turn.
Yeah, it was good stuff, though. And then I'm still working on Wolfenstein 2, which... is not an easy game.
No, it's different.
I mean, not that I'm looking for that.
Well, I put it on the babiest of baby modes and still died often.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know if we've spoken about it on the show, but I think pretty much objectively has the hardest achievement of any game in 2017.
Oh, really? What is it?
Impossible to get 1,000. I'm just like not even going to try. It's the Mein Leben achievement, which is finish it on the hardest difficulty in one sitting, never dying.
Oh, that's like, that's the equivalent, that's the first person shooter equivalent of the Rock Band Endless set list. We have to play all four of you every song in the game without pausing.
Yeah. So,
And thus you can't fail.
You are allowed to pause, but it has to be in one sitting. So it would be like if your console turned off.
Okay.
So you could pause and leave it on or whatever. Right. But
I just take naps and like kind of move the controller a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, the actual problem is the not dying part.
Because like, on baby mode, I still die all the time.
The game's really hard. Yeah. Like, the percentage makes it seem like maybe one person has gotten it, but I straight up think that's the hottest achievement of any game in 2017.
How far are you?
I am, let's see, I've met, we're about to go, I guess I'll just say the town, whatever. We're talking about going to Roswell. Yeah.
So okay. All right.
That's what I'm about to head there.
Probably like about a third through.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. Yeah. But it's super good.
Oh, Roswell's so good.
We can like kind of talk about it because that game's been out for a bit. Yeah. Monty, what did you think of the final boss fight?
So hard.
See, I found it stupidly easy.
Oh, I thought it was super hard, and I ended up just cheesing it, just sort of like...
I just ran in the underneath bit repeatedly, and then just kept... And I don't know, I felt like that one has been weirdly divisive in that some people were like, this felt like nothing, because to me it almost felt anticlimactic, because I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Then other people found it really hard, so I don't know, I guess it's like, also depends what loadout you had going into it.
Yeah, I mean, my weird thing with that game is, to me, the entire climax is just narrative and not... gameplay
that driven. Is absolutely true,
which is fine because that's I don't know, I disagree with you a little bit. I don't think the shooting's great in the game, and I don't think stealth's very good, and so I was playing the game for the story and the world and the atmosphere and the characters, which I think is sublime.
So a very good shooter and a very good stealth game. Thank you.
Well, only if you're a baby.
Very good.
I'm looking forward to going through it. I have South Park sitting. I'm only a few hours into that
too. I really need to finish that and the Evil Within 2. But that's the best thing about January actually being chill is that we can get
nice. I'm just catching up on everything. I'm catching up on Persona. I'm going to probably play Wolfenstein soon. Like there's just...
I mean, that's so it's so different than last year in terms of Q1 is so relatively chill compared to
there
last
are
year.
No, I don't believe there are any sort of AAA notable releases in January on any platform. Certainly
Ball,
not on
it's Monster Hunter and Dragon Ball are the two big ones.
Yeah. Okay, well, I stand corrected. Well,
that's until late January.
But those are, at the very end.
Yeah, and Dragon Ball's like the kind of, I assume it's going to be the kind of bite-sized fighting game that you can pick up and put down really easily. Monster Hunter less so, but for the most part, it's like, it's just chill. It's you just get to catch up on
and then
stuff.
Same thing, I don't know, it's kind of not until pretty much the end of March when we get Sea of Thieves and Far Cry and stuff like that. MLB The Show.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
MLB. The SHOW. why do they call it
PS4?
The show?
Yeah,
wait, you might know this. We were trying to talk about that on Beyond.
Oh, yeah?
Why do they call it the show?
That is
a baseball team?
It's sort of a lesser, it's not really used as much anymore, but it's sort of like an actual inside baseball, a literal inside baseball term, not literal inside baseball, because that's
cool. Wow.
Baseball. It's yard and stuff.
Oh, come on.
But no, like people within the game refer to the major leagues as the show. Gotcha. Like, oh, you've made it to the show.
Gotcha.
Watch Bull Durham.
Oh, I think I watched that in high
school. Bull Durham. Yeah. It's an amazing film, whether or not you like baseball.
Originally called The Show. Bull the Show Durham.
Mm. Bull Durham the Show. No, not a TV show. It's a movie. Yeah, anyway. There you go. Answered your question.
Thank you.
You got to have me on. I should just like be a floating head on Beyond.
We're going to our sports correspondent.
Oh, they're talking about MLB the Show.
Does the term inside baseball mean like that's a name for if you're a pro player? Like
no,
you're an actual baseball?
Phrase. No, that's a... Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's like a term for like the real nerdy nitty gritty, not just of baseball, but of anything.
Yeah,
like
RBIs.
Say that in like a joking kind of way. They're like, oh, that's very inside baseball.
Yeah, it's a phrase.
I mean, like the way we sometimes talk about the industry is super inside baseball. Like the video game industry is like the average 99% of the people don't need to know the nitty gritty of
how the actual insides of baseball.
Meaning like hardcore baseball terminology confuses people that don't follow baseball. And thus, you apply that.
I still
to
have
other
questions,
things.
But I'm going to let it slide.
We're just move on.
Unrelated. I will follow up with this.
Follow up.
Discover more.
Wait, is inside baseball not a term? Just, I mean, that's like a pretty
of course it
known.
Is.
No, I mean, in Australia, is it like
probably? But
what do you call it? Like
baseball,
nearly cricket.
Inside cricket.
Yeah.
Inside the rug. I mean, cricket is hard to explain.
Is there an equivalent to that?
I mean, it may exist, but the thing is, baseball is not a cultural phenomenon.
Right, but not necessarily inside baseball, but it's somewhere.
Well, I don't know what it means yet.
Is it?
So I'm still unclear on the meaning. Okay.
Do you guys refer to it as the bottom of the rugby pile?
Anyway, back to video games.
Please don't.
We talked about that yesterday, too.
I guess it's the Rose Bowl. Yeah. I'm real sad. Oh. It's very exciting.
The what happens at the bottom of a rugby pile? That's like the super
moon. That's my moon landing.
That's your super moon. It happens every so often in the calendar.
I mean, I talked about it yesterday. My goal in 2018 is to talk about the bottom of that pile every day.
Have you reconsidered your goals at all?
No, I feel like it's fine. So far, I'm three for
three. The bottom of the pile.
Oh,
MLB the Show.
No. It's inside baseball.
Okay.
Inside something.
2018 Xbox predictions.
<Damn it. laughs>
What is going to happen this year? It should be a really good year for Xbox because, as we talked about, if you haven't seen it yet, we did a 2017 recap show sort of as a special episode before it aired on Christmas Day. So it's on podcast services and, YouTube, all that stuff. If you haven't seen it yet, we talked about how, it was pretty fair to say it was not the best first party year for Xbox, but it was a hell of a hardware year. This year, with the hardware out of the way, there's a lot more on tap software-wise. So should be a good year. We thought, let's go around the table. Mm. What do we think is going to happen with Xbox this year? I will start with Miranda Sanchez.
Hello.
Give me a prediction for 2018 Xbox. What's going to happen?
I was just looking at some details. And my very first one is that we will get a new game from Mojang because Microsoft bought them. And they haven't done anything except for Minecraft. And maybe that's fine. Maybe that's all they want from them.
There was that other game thank you.
Yes.
I was going to say, I couldn't even tell you the name of it.
Yeah, so that was published in early 2016. Right. And it was technically just co-developed by Mojang. So it's not like their entire game for themselves.
I think it was already in the works when Microsoft bought them, right?
So they bought them late 2014. So it's about time that they could have a game done if they were doing something or close to. So like if they started working on 2015, like if it's a smaller thing or something.
So you think that Mojang will not go the Turn 10 343 coalition way and that there will be other projects to come out of them?
I hope so. I mean, that'd be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, I just don't know that the traditional development timeline would apply to Mojang or Mojang because they're constantly making Minecraft.
Right, but they could also have different teams.
They could.
They could have forced them to.
Oh, you have to imagine that that's a studio that through R&D have had dozens of projects along the way.
Yeah, there's been smaller individual projects from people who work there as well. So like, I don't see why that could be a possibility.
And unlimited.
Oh, no, I agree.
And, from all the Minecraft money.
Be,
I mean, don't necessarily release a game this year, but announce something.
Sure. Minecraft 2.
Minecraft 2, yeah.
Oh, still going to die on that hill.
I think I've predicted that a couple times. Yeah.
Predicted means that it came true. I don't think
I predicted it. Remember when I predicted the Switch? Apparently.
Kind of did do that. Yeah.
Someone tweeted at me that on a live panel, an IGN panel at PAX East 2014, 4 years ago, I said what the next Nintendo thing is going to be, and I said it's going to marry the 3DS and the Wii U, and then it's going to be a portable that you can also toss to your TV.
Wow.
And I have some lottery numbers.
4, 8, 15, 16, yeah. 23, 42.
Just play them every week until they come true.
Yeah.
Hoping those were the Silent Hill PG numbers.
As soon as you started repeating, I was like, oh, it's lost.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds about right.
Marty.
Yes.
Give me a prediction that's not Minecraft 2, if you would.
I think
that's all he wrote down.
No. I think we're going to see Cyberpunk this year, and I think it's going to be on stage at Microsoft's conference. Not necessarily it being an exclusive or anything,
right.
But I think we're finally, because this is, I think for all intents and purposes, this is the game that was revealed longest ago that we still sort of talk about, and that isn't canceled or vaporware or anything. Yeah. This was revealed in 2012.
It predates Below.
Yeah.
Below.
I think they finally...
Like that teaser, I wrote about that teaser at 1UP, so it was at least before February 20th. Wow. Hey, we played Below. We played Below like a month and a half ago. It still exists.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, we talked about
that.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah, and it just breaks my heart. Just stopped releasing content for The Witcher, so... Like, literally just stopped.
Well, and you'll recall, I believe it was last summer, there was the blackmail incident where that hacker got some, I believe it was art, some sort of assets from the project, and said, I forget what the hacker wanted, but they said, I'm going to put these out if you don't do something. And they...
The project was pretty much like, okay.
And they were like... They just gave him straight up middle finger.
Yeah, they were kind of like, do it. Like, we recommend that you don't look at this if you want, like, fresh.
And they said it's super old. It's sure. Like, oh, it's yeah. So, and no, yeah, right. And I think really that was it. That just stopped the hacker cold in their tracks.
That being said, I don't think Cyberpunk's going to be a current gen video game.
Well.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah.
I mean, the economics of CD Projekt Red are interesting to think about, just in the sense that, like, I don't have a full grasp on it. Like, that's a game, that's a franchise that's made a ton of money, sold a lot of copies, and it's basically, I mean, it is, it's self-published. They had distribution deals with, I think it was like Namco on the second one, and maybe WB on
Yeah, because we definitely played it at E3 at the WB booth.
Yeah. But they own the IP, they published it, so, like, and they're in a, you know, I don't think they're a huge team necessarily.
They
like
count as them owning the license rather than the IP, because The Witcher is the thing that exists. Or are you talking about?
Oh, that's a.
I don't think they own the IP of Witcher or Cyberpunk. Right?
No, I don't think they would. It would have to be licenses. But either way, that's impressive. Still. But I mean, the thing that always gets me about CD Projekt Red is I played The Witcher 1 and 2, and I really like The Witcher 2.
Yeah.
But going from that with this small team to what is. Well, 3 is one of the best games ever made, is just insane. Like, going from what they had there to potentially one of the best RPGs ever with a beautiful content release with no microtransactions to just keep doing that, it just came out of nowhere, and it's, I don't know, I just don't understand how they did that so well.
And weren't there, like, 16, like, little free content, like, DLCs after it came out?
Yeah, and I mean, Blood and Wine, even by itself, is incredible.
Yeah, wasn't it like a... I don't know, 40-hour expansion for $20. Or
I mean, I didn't play 40 hours.
It was big.
Comment on that, but I mostly watched a lot of it, and it's beautiful and in a different environment. And it's supposed to be huge as well. It's like, it's just, I don't know. They've just done such a good job, and also maintained a really good public image, and haven't done any of the shady stuff. And they've just started so small. Like, how did they just?
Nice.
You get enough talent.
You just want more of those.
That's the thing. Yeah, you get enough. You get talent together. It's like, it's right place, right time, and they got enough momentum where, you know, I imagine some successful teams achieve that success and grow, but then sort of fracture in one way or another. Mm. But they just stuck together and they've just exploded in the very best of ways.
It's super inspiring.
It really is.
So well.
So Marty, what do you want to see out of Cyberpunk? What are you hoping, given what Alana's talked about with just the growth and evolution of Witcher into one of the premier role-playing franchises ever?
Yeah, I mean, it's
ever.
Just so interesting because, you know, like Witcher is clearly like a giant action RPG, whereas like when I think of Cyberpunk, I think of the nitty-gritty stats of like a pen and paper RPG. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious to see. I mean, like their world building in Witcher is so impressive. Like I love, and my thing is like I find a cyberpunk world a lot more interesting than like a high fantasy world. So I'm just totally more on board with this concept. And I think that original teaser trailer of the slow motion of the cyborg who's like getting shot up and everything is just such a cool image and sort of tone piece. That being said, I'm curious. That was literally I think 2012. So
a while ago,
five years ago,
completely different.
Well, and it was before Witcher 3 came out, and so that was before they sort of went from the minor leagues to the show in terms of being a developer.
It's funny. This is
a callback, Alana.
I'm probably the last person to realize this, but there's a very interesting Bethesda parallel going on where they're now establishing their high fantasy role playing series. Yeah. And then their sci-fi role-playing series, and they'll be able, if Cyberpunk is successful, they'll be able to kind of bounce back and forth.
Well, they did say, I took from it that they were saying that they weren't going to make another Witcher game, but all they really said, I think, is that they weren't going to have Geralt again.
That's fine.
Yeah, they could
have
someone
else. I don't
want to
play it because I want
to be him. I mean, I love Geralt so much.
He's just so...
People are like, what if they did Ciri? And like, well, the game would be over in a second because she's incredibly OP. That just wouldn't work at all. It's like you have to have someone less cool than Ciri. But there's like plenty of other different things that they could do. But I believe they said that they won't have Geralt. And it was sort of implied that they wouldn't make another Witcher, but I imagine they will at some point.
There's a lot of money on the table if they want to go back to the Witcher universe. Yeah.
I think
particularly if they give it some time after, you know, if it's 6-7 years from now.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Well, there's plenty of ways you could set things in the same universe and not use old characters.
Yeah.
Well, and there's like the, you know, slight possibility that that Netflix show A actually happens and B becomes a huge success.
True.
Like it's possible that does fill a post Game of Thrones void.
But what if you just went back and watched the old Witcher TV show?
I don't think anyone wants to do that.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
You just watch it.
It sounds
so
like it's
bad.
Like Polish public access.
It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very awkward. It's excellent.
All right. I think we are going to get that Fable reboot teased at E3. I suspect it's very early in the works because, you know, it was like a year ago this week that Lionhead was shut down. And I just don't think that IP is going to stay dead for too long. I think there'll be no gameplay. No, it's just like kind of the logo voiceover, but just something to fire up fans at E3 and let them know Fable's coming back. I think it'll be the reboot. Don't know who's going to do it. I've talked about wanting it to be Rare, who's obviously busy wrapping up Sea of Thieves.
No, they have to do Viva Pinata. They can't. They're busy.
They only have to do one thing, and it's Banjo 3. It's the only thing they have to do. What if it's Turn 10? What if that's Turn 10's open world RPG?
You mean Playground.
Playground. I didn't mean Playground. Turn 10 would make a really
weird I think it might have even been a lot of it. I think you might have thrown that out there on a show late last year.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Show?
What if Sony San Diego is developing it?
That would be interesting. That would be, remember when EA Tiburon did Superman Returns?
There you go.
That went well.
Oh, no.
Did you guys remember that, just thinking about Lionhead, the movies? Did you guys ever play that?
Yeah.
I completely forgot they did that. I was just like thinking about...
Excellent
games
game.
I love.
I don't know what that is.
Wow.
There's a game called The Movies.
Yeah, so it's a simulation game, business simulation, where you just make movies.
Yeah.
You
run, sort of like run a studio. Yeah,
cool. You run a studio. You get
real
actors.
Good.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And cool.
Just like watch the things you made.
So
it was supposed to come to the original Xbox and PS2. I don't think the console versions ever came out.
No, I only played it on PC.
I think it was just PC.
Hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it was super good.
I forgot that was Lionhead.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Because that totally seems like a Maxis game.
Yeah, that was a Molyneux game.
Yeah.
That was Peter Molyneux. So yeah, I think that is a way to get everybody fired up at E3. I know, Phil doesn't typically like to announce things way in advance, but
they kind of need to now.
Exactly. I think this year is a special case where they've got to kind of inspire confidence in the Xbox fan base.
Well, you chase chickens.
Yeah. There's your voiceover to go with.
Just going
to
stand there like a lemon.
So
smash
there you go.
Them up.
Bring it on. Fable reboot's going to get teased this year, probably at E3. Alana.
Mm-hmm.
Give me predictions.
This one's
2018.
Just real quick.
Yep.
There's a new Splinter Cell teased and revealed this year.
I think that was my E3 prediction from last year.
But the same thing? The exact same?
Not the release part, I guess.
No, it's coming out the end of the year.
Ooh.
Any details?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got. I mean, I imagine that it's actually going to be a reboot. I don't think that it'll... which I get seems weird to have the last one was kind of like a soft reboot. To do
sort of,
again,
yeah. It was still Fisher, but different voice and different actor.
I think they would probably have Fisher, but...
You think Fisher will be going to the Lambert role? The, like, you know, grizzled, retired guy giving you voice the orders in your ear?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
I would be cool with that. Yeah. Yes.
But only if it's Michael Ironside. Yeah. Has to be Mike, not Youngie McNew guy from last
Youngie
time.
McNew yeah. guy.
Wasn't a fan of him.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. He's fine. But yeah, I don't know. What else do you want me to say? It's gonna be a stealth game.
Wow. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Incredible.
So is that Ubisoft's patented one more thing at their E3 conference? Where you get your three green goggle lights?
Sure. Yeah. I was going to be like, no, they open with it. But I don't know that they would do that. Like, maybe it's this year's Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Right.
Or it's Eat the Mug. Hashtag.
Oh, that was really good.
Why haven't you eaten the mug yet?
I would give that would probably get the biggest reaction out of me in the IGN War Room at E3 since Mirror's Edge Catalyst. When Keza McDonald and I both audibly yipped and everybody else cheered.
Oh.
Sadly, that didn't turn out. I mean, yeah. I'm glad it happened. Yeah. I'm glad it came out. But
we really didn't end up playing it. I was excited about it.
No.
It's fine.
Just
it's
fine. Don't worry about it. I didn't do the wiki. Don't worry about it.
Doing the wiki, yeah.
It didn't live up to the original.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, I could totally see Splinter Cell taking that fall role because once Far Cry's out, the only announced Ubisoft games we have are going to be Beyond Good and Evil, which is no way, shape, or form this year. Skull and Bones, then that weird Toys to Life thing that I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No Man's Skylanders.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, instead of thinking of the actual game, I was like, what's my pun name for it? There we go.
I feel like that was a thing where they showed that and then they showed Beyond Good and Evil and everyone just erased that game from their memories.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you guys think there'll be another Assassin's Creed this year? Like an Origins 2?
I mean, it did. It sold well. It reviewed well. But it would seem like just it would be a mistake to...
To go back to that
to
pattern,
come
right?
back to yeah. it annual, a year later.
I would prefer for them to do it every second year, I think.
Yeah. I mean, also, Ubisoft had maybe of anyone, save for Nintendo, the best 2017.
That's fair.
From Ghost Recon, For Honor, South Park, Rabbids, you know, AC.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like Far Cry got pushed a little bit, but it looks really cool. So, and that's especially with AC Origins, I think they want to keep up that goodwill. And so I think they learned from mistakes of oversaturating that franchise.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it would almost make sense for them to do 1 year on, 1 year off with Watch Dogs and AC, but maybe they need... third, like I know those are really big games.
Yeah, I totally think Watch Dogs is gonna be that game that gets revealed right before E3 and then is out this fall.
Watch Dogs 3
mm-hmm.
set in London. I've been saying that for a really long time. Otherwise, I would love to have something
be
set
good.
In Sydney, but
that'd be cool.
No one ever does that because it's terrible to drive in.
It
would just suck to have an open world game that is too many one-way
streets. Horizon 3 is as close as you're gonna get.
Yeah, which I don't think ever went to Sydney.
Also,
no Sydney.
Yeah. It's fine if it's like, you know what city's terrible to drive in? San Francisco.
That's a pretty good
You know
point.
What city's also terrible to drive in? Chicago.
Well, but even San Francisco has less one-way streets than Sydney, which is just a disaster. Sydney's like if a lot of people just moved somewhere at once all of a sudden, and then they tried to build around it, but were like, oh, heck, we didn't plan for this at all. It just like exploded in roads.
That's Australia's national motto. Oh, heck.
Yeah. Yeah, about that. Yeah.
I'm going to go back Marty's way.
Oh, God.
Give me another prediction, Marty. You're on the spot.
I didn't expect this.
2018, Xbox.
Speaking of video games sent in the other hemisphere, I think we're going to see Forza Horizon 4, and I think it's going to be set in Tokyo.
Forza Forizon?
Forza Forizon.
No.
It all comes together.
Is Tokyo not in the northern hemisphere?
Western hemisphere.
How hemispheres work?
Yeah, it's a hemisphere. Hemisphere is in the eye of the beholder.
I think it's just north and south, and I think
That's also sort of that's jingoistic of you.
How do you decide which is like west and which is
geography.
East?
Is
international dateline.
U.S. in the middle.
International dateline.
I don't think this is a thing, but absolutely.
Anyway, Marty.
Anyways, before Miss Nitpicky over here was picking nits. Forza Horizon 4 coming out this fall, set in Tokyo or just Japan as a whole.
That would be. So
I mean,
cool.
The Tokyo rumor has been floating around out there for a bit. In fact, as I recall, it was floating. No, Horizon 2. There was that like New Orleans, Louisiana rumor.
Oh yeah,
that was fake.
Yeah,
fake AF.
Yeah,
Wow.
See, yeah.
As the kids say.
F. Fake F. Yeah.
No, that's a good one. You can say AF. That's good. Just not COD 4 colon MW.
I got people.
No, it's kind of grown on me.
No.
People yelled at me for calling this Call of Duty COD WW2.
This is that's pretty gross. Boots on the ground.
What do you mean it's pretty gross? What's gross about it? They would never say WW2.
Shut up and eat the mug.
It's not even about that game.
People aren't calling it WW2 though, right?
They call it WW2.
No, you just call it World War II, right?
World War II. All right.
So Japan.
So yeah, Tokyo.
Yes. I think just Japan as a whole. So the same way that wasn't Horizon 3 was Australia.
Basically.
Yeah. So then you get the urban things of Tokyo, but then you also get rural Japan.
And sweet mountain driving as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful trees and stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm on board with that for sure. And I mean, good luck to Playground to top Horizon 3.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I feel like that game can't be beaten, but then they'll come out with a new one and be like, oh, they did it.
And then they'll just load it with crazy DLC, like the Hot Wheels thing.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. If anyone is listening to this and hasn't played Horizon 3, please play it. It's a very, 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 very good game.
If anybody from Playground's listening, you guys, it's not too late. Please put the recently announced Tesla Roadster into the game. It will literally break the game.
What about the Batmobile?
It'll break the game, then why would they want to do it?
Because it'd be fun. 0-60 in 1.9 seconds.
Wow.
250 mile an hour top speed.
So fast you can't even see.
Also, put self-driving cars in the game.
You don't have to play.
And then we just sit there and just see the scenery, and everything's great. You can pull your drone out. You can just drive around and take photos while the cars drive.
That exists in GTA 5. You just get in the taxi.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Like,
this is the first game to do that. Like, LA Noir had that, where you, if you were the passenger, then you would just
sightsee.
I think in GTA 3, you could get in a taxi and have it just take you past the city.
And but would
probably, I don't remember.
Maybe. I'll take your word for it. I don't remember now.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah, I'm out and down with Forza Horizon being set in Japan.
I like that one.
No. Alana, how dare you?
COD 4 was bad, but I like that. That was
top bad, Alana.
Oh, yeah, it's backing me again?
Yeah, it is.
Next one.
I'm the host, and I said, it's your turn now.
This is going to sound outrageous.
It's like a wild episode.
Kinect 3.0, but it's not actually Kinect.
So what is it?
It is a mic like the one that Amazon has. So
an Echo Dot.
Yes. You can sort of say that, yeah. And that is a mic that lets you interact with Cortana, but I was also wondering if like maybe it could have a camera in a much more compact way than the actual Kinect 2.0, because the stuff they're doing with avatars, they're trying to incorporate AR, so I think it would make sense for them to have an AR device, and I don't really feel like HoloLens is aligned with Xbox in that it's a separate platform.
It's too expensive yet.
Yeah. Also too expensive, and I don't think it's that great from when I've used it, so I feel like they're going to have just some kind of dot device that you can plug in to your console, and then maybe there's a camera in it that like lets it read facial expressions in the same way that iPhones do with that emoji thing, so that you can imbue those on your avatar.
Can I throw an idea on top of your idea? Can it be, so if it's a little round Echo Dot thing, can it project up an actual Cortana,
like Star Wars?
Like a holographic Cortana.
I would love that.
Because then it's just like literally straight out of the game.
That would be great.
Yeah. Who's this woman? Why is she in my home?
Her name's Cortana, and she will turn your console on and off or pause your content.
So awkward. I'd feel really bad. Be like, hey, Cortana, how are you? Can we be friends?
I probably would feel a little bit bad about that. If she just is like an idle animation. You're just like, oh, I'm sorry. You're stuck in that little box. I'm sorry about this.
It wouldn't have to turn on until you actually summoned her.
I don't think that technology works yet.
No.
I don't think we're quite there.
Hey, Cortana.
Has some Black Mirror stuff on it.
That would actually be really cool.
There's like certain boxes you can have that have like kind of that.
Yeah.
Like they have like figures that can move and stuff, but like they're projected.
Good with the idea. Do I think it will happen? No.
No, it won't. But
I feel so guilty like leaving her home. Sorry.
And your prediction here has a little extra momentum behind it for a news story that we'll get to a little after these predictions. All right. Let's see. I think we will also get a teaser for Gears of War 5, even though that would not be due until 2019. Yep. Again, same reason as the Fable reboot. I just think Microsoft's got to really be pretty aggressive this year with showing a lot of first-party content, sort of reestablishing their fan confidence in the first party portfolio. So, you know, even if it's just that sort of Gears 2 style dueling chainsaw
best
CG animation.
Ever, thank you.
What?
Oh, she just said the truth that it's the best Gears of War game.
God, don't. Let's work. It's a new year. Don't start. No. Don't.
Hashtag raising hell.
Same us.
Oh. Okay.
You don't think they're going
to. I know another thing that would renew fan hope in Xbox. It's called Fusion Frenzy Remastered.
Heck yes.
Guys, we'd have so much fun.
That exists. It's called the backwards compatible version.
Remastered.
That, yeah.
You got to fix the water levels. You got to fix them.
You fix the water levels by just not making it.
No, they're good. Like, you just got to tweak them so they control a little bit better.
Just take the water out. That'd be great.
Then they're just levels.
Yeah.
They're just dry levels.
Does someone play exactly. Root Foods?
Anyway. No one's playing a dry level.
That's one of my predictions, by the way.
Is it really?
That's my wish list. Oh, I can dream, guys.
Why not? So yeah, I think we'll get a Gears 5 teaser too, just to fire everybody up. No gameplay or anything like that, but maybe just some sort of little hint that, hey, this is happening. Get it on your radar. So there you go. I'm playing it safe with my first two predictions.
I'd be really sad if it didn't happen.
I'm not going to play it so safe with my third prediction.
Gears Wars? Huh? Still want Gears
oh,
Wars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll leave. Like that's
top-down tactics Gears game, like Halo Wars called Gears Wars.
Gears
I will I will sign that petition.
Yeah.
But that's...
kind of be like Brothers in Arms, but with monsters.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would play that game.
Oh, like what if you just had Horde mode, but you made it top-down?
I could, yeah.
Yeah.
Play that on mobile.
Is Gears 5 going to be the next game to get a Battlegrounds mode? 100-player Gears?
You know what would not work? That. Wow. How awful would that be? That would just be chaotic and terrible.
I'm terrified already. I'm just
thinking about
just even thinking about it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Also, yes.
Are you saying you wouldn't want to like crest the hill in that game?
I mean, there's no way that it could work because the game looks too good. Like, those games are too dense. Like, you got to just take off all their like bits that they have, you know?
You'd have to dial it pretty far down.
You'd be like, all right, let's just strip off like all of those textures that you've got. And when I'm referring to bits.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going
there's
on.
There's like flaps? Several locusts who have bits. Just like flail.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're doing.
You got to get rid of those bits.
Okay.
Phalanges.
Yeah, phalanges.
Wouldn't work.
I don't think, never mind.
I'd play it.
What are you talking about? What about the power of the cloud?
Oh, yeah, that's a thing that doesn't exist.
The Azure dreams. Is that what Microsoft's cloud thing's called? Azure?
Yeah, Azure.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Azure.
Azure.
I thought it was Azure.
No, not a sewer.
I thought it was a sewer.
A literal
yes.
Sewer. So Miranda, Fusion Frenzy, was that?
My second prediction, yes.
Yes.
My third prediction is sad, because I think Anthem's going to get delayed.
All right.
You think Anthem's going to be delayed?
Yeah, there's no way it comes out this year. I mean, I don't
see it either.
Really? Like, I thought they hadn't announced a release window for whatever reason, because I remember seeing a quote saying that was really far off. And then I went to the website today, and it was like, Anthem, fall 2018. I was like, what?
Yeah, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised.
I mean, yeah, I think Anthem is more than being just a game is so important and crucial for EA and for BioWare as a whole. Yeah. Like, they have to get this right.
Especially with all the flops from Destiny 2.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
If they can correct everything that they
totally.
Did wrong.
Well, they could totally eat Bungie's lunch. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Destiny needs competition as well. It'll make Destiny a better product.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. I think Destiny in the next 2 years is going to get so much competition. I think 2 years from now, literally every company is going to have a Destiny.
Because after Destiny 1 shipped and took off, everybody put one into development. And they take forever to make.
Yeah.
They're
if
very
you think
you
about
know, complicated.
It, Sea of Thieves is a Destiny-like.
It is. Yeah, it's...
What if we're The Walking Dead? What's going on with your nose?
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Is that the inside baseball thing?
That's her
really?
That's a terrible she's lying. Hell.
Doesn't it just mean on the nose? Like, I don't know what that actually means, but I do that if I'm like, you see? Have you guys not done that before?
No. No, we don't.
You've never done that
no,
to me.
We removed those bits from our life a while ago.
Those phalanges.
No one has noses here.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got enough nose for this whole table. Let's be honest. Where did we leave off? What were we talking about?
Anthem.
Anthem. Yeah, no, you're totally right. I mean, it's those games.
Yeah, there's probably a beta this year for sure, but
wouldn't surprise me.
I think with everything that happened with Mass Effect as well, like they may want to just be safer and push it.
I mean, what about, I mean... So this year would theoretically be a Battlefield game of some kind.
Mm.
There was that Bad Company rumor that was floating out there, which was then like disproved. disproved slash like, you know, somebody said no, but whatever. But there's got to be some Battlefield game this year. I mean, I could see like a beta code or a beta access being bundled in with Battlefield to try and goose sales of that up against the inevitable annual Call of Duty game that will be Treyarch this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Treyarch's turn. Yeah. Yeah, I'm 100% on board with you there. That's, I can't see Anthem
they've got
shipping
it right
this year. Yeah. Alana, take us home. Final prediction for you.
Puffic Doc comes back.
I like that would be
yeah,
great.
It's just because I want it. I don't really have any reason for saying this. I just like would really like that. And I love Puffic Doc. It's good, you know. Then that's the extent of it.
I liked Perfect Dark Zero. It's
I
not
did
a,
not like Perfect
It's not
Dark
a great
Zero.
Game, but I liked it. I played the whole thing. The multiplayer was actually really fun.
The multiplayer in the first one's incredible.
Yeah.
It's still very good. Like, even on Xbox One, it's still amazing. And it's like some of my favorite stuff to do in that game was jump into a multiplayer match, and then you'd have like the meat sims, and you could put in like passive sim.
God, I loved the emotions you could give the bots.
Right, and some of them could be really hot.
Vengeance, that would always go after the person that killed them.
Killed it. Yeah. It was awesome and so much fun and very unique. And like one of my favorite things to do in that game that I always talk about that like I can't imagine they'd put in again, but was you could play the actual campaign, but you could have other players spawn and you could play it in split screen and they could spawn as an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So they could spawn on the other team and play it against you as Joanna Dark, which I always thought was super cool. It was like cool vehicles, that sweet gun range. Just
Elvis had an alien.
Elvis, he was excellent.
So who makes this game? Who develops it?
Marty, what's your next prediction? I have no idea. I really haven't thought about this at all.
I've been thinking, I feel like this is the year we finally get like an actual proper game from Certain Affinity, or at least like they're working their leads on a game. So maybe them.
That could be. Yeah.
So what, they've been support forever.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. I mean, they've made, Age of Booty, which is a really good little
pirate game. Yeah.
Little hexagonal pirate strategy game. For Xbox Live.
Totally makes sense to jump from Age of Booty to Perfect Dark.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons Perfect Dark doesn't really work. Like, they don't exactly need another shooter, and they especially don't need one with space aliens, because that's already a thing that they have in HALO. So it's, like, not really
and
something that's
G-O-W.
Necessary.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, it was less, I don't know, when I associate, or when I think about Perfect Dark, I think less about the aliens and more about just sort of like a semi-futuristic James Bond.
Totally.
Yeah, it's just more about spy stuff, but then I guess that also like is but Splinter Cell. I don't know. I don't think Perfect Dark makes any sense. I just want it.
Am I last? Is that? Did everybody else go? Are we good? I think so. Xbox VR. I think this is the year it happens because the tech is improving. We've seen PSVR get reduced in price and slightly improved. They sort of introduced a version 1.1 of that headset. Oculus has been getting cheaper, and now they've got the Move or the touch controllers bundled in. Vive's, I think Vive's gotten a bit cheaper as well. So, you know, we're moving forward on VR. With the original Project Scorpio announced E3 2016, Microsoft had a whole thing of it will totally work for VR, and it's powerful enough for VR. And then when the X actually was revealed and marketed and shipped this year, literally no mention of VR whatsoever. I think it's totally wise for Microsoft to have sat it out for a while, but I think now's the time. This is a chance for them to hop in and really reinvigorate not only the first party portfolio, but just the portfolio in general, because you can get a Rocksteady type developer to make a game for your VR headset that doesn't take 3 years and $80 million. You know, you can get a bunch of nice little exclusives in there, and it's a new experience on your super powerful console. So I think this is the year for Xbox VR.
Would you want that? Like, would you?
If the games are good, yeah. If the games are there, I'm in. You know, and assuming the price is right, which I would hope in 2018.
Yeah.
The price. I've purposely sat out the current round because they've been too expensive. I mean, I was slightly tempted when the PSVR dropped to, it was $299 over the holidays. Yeah. And maybe it still is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, I'm just like, nah, that's give me a Gen 2 headset with, you know, better everything, better hardware. So, yeah, if the price is right, I assume the tech will be good.
I mean, this, I've predicted this before, that I thought it would be like partnered with Oculus, and that would still be my ideal.
Yeah.
Like, A, I own an Oculus, but B, I think it's really impressive tech already with the best exclusive library.
That's,
and I would very much like that, but I don't know if it would work. And it, I think if they've developed one themselves, I feel like it's further away. Like, maybe they can announce it this year, but I don't see it coming for a couple of years.
You never know.
Because they keep saying they want to hold off until the market's there, and I don't think it is just yet.
Yeah, I still don't hear a lot of talk about PSVR. Like, I hear more about the Vive, because the Vive is incredible, but...
Sony arguably doesn't talk much about PSVR.
Yeah, I mean, every time they have a conference, it's like, all right, got to pull off the VR games.
VR is such a hard thing to demo.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Yeah. Really hard to market.
And that's not just Sony. That's
everyone. Yeah, anyone. Totally.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. If you've got your own predictions, fire them off in the comments below. You can always email us, unlocked@IGN.com. And we'll keep some astute, kind listener will keep tabs on these, and we can tally them up at the end of the year. In fact, it's now reminding me, way too late, someone tallied our predictions from last year and scored them. Destin won. That's all I remember.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Because he probably did some baby
stuff. Here, retally.
He's probably like, there will be...
Destiny 2 will come out.
Yeah.
I totally forgot to print them off and bring them in, but yeah... It was, we didn't do well, was the short version. But that's not, that doesn't matter.
It's that's okay.
The fun, it's about the destination, not the journey.
I hope we get a lot of really cool surprises this year that we would not expect.
Yeah, that always makes the year more fun. All right, let's move on. Just a couple of news items this week. I want to start with PUBG. It's obviously a big deal. We, as I mentioned at the top of the show, it got it's got at least one update for Xbox to help continue to add stability and polish to what is very much an in-progress game. But Microsoft did a little no-no, or at least they're accused of it. And if you're watching on video, we will show this. So Microsoft was accused of stealing fan art for a PUBG ad. And this was actually acknowledged by Larry Herb, Major, a.k.a. Major Nelson. He said on Reddit, "I wanted to let you know that this is being investigated. In the meantime, our official channels have pulled down the asset in question." And if you're watching on video, so here first is the fan-made art, if you're looking at the screen. So for those of you listening on audio, which I know is most of you, it is an Xbox One with basically the top removed, and it's a wheat grass field with a PUBG player sort of, you know, wading through waist deep grass or wheat or whatever the heck that's
very
supposed
nice
to be.
You painted a real good word picture there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And so now, so yeah, it's definitely, I mean, you look at this, I think it's an excellent image. I mean,
totally.
The person that made this did an excellent job. I mean, it's very striking. It's like,
I thought this was the real one at first.
Yeah, I mean, so let's now, if you're watching on video, let's show the one that Microsoft put out, which is a wee bit similar. It says land, loot, survive, but it's the exact same thing, even the same wheat field, different player character inside an Xbox One X instead of a white Xbox One S.
Way different.
It's so different.
Yeah. And there's a little loot box.
There's a little loot box container, whatever, drop ammo supply crate thing.
Zoomed in. There's
you shouldn't
controller
have complimented me. It's all downhill.
Yeah, I mean, you did really good on the first one, and then all of a sudden it fell.
So yeah, I mean, this is like exact. I mean, it's a pretty hard to argue that
people are divided on it. There are people who are like very angrily like, no, there's no way that this is a ripoff. Like, how
dare
you?
That's insane. It is clearly the exact same concept.
But the way that this kind of thing happens and has happened in the past is that someone will be like, hey, this is a cool concept, and then someone will design something around it, and it will get passed through a chain, and the person at the end never realizes what it came from at the start.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So it happens in a way that's totally an accident. I don't think that they would have actively been like, let's recreate it.
Well, and with a thing like this, like a million people touch it. Like, that's how you get like what was that? An Assassin's Creed concept art was in Uncharted.
It was in
4?
Black. Yeah, it was Black Flag. The concept trailer, art Uncharted was in the trailer for Uncharted, and that would have been the same thing. It's like a placeholder image that someone put in, and like with this, it's like they might have thought that some staff member made it because it was on the system. And I don't think this was malicious or intentional whatsoever, but I absolutely think that it was ripped off that way.
I mean, that doesn't excuse the fact that Microsoft ultimately screwed up. But yeah, I totally agree that the person at the top of the food chain never
people
saw
who
the
approved
original
it had no
art
idea that was happening.
I mean, like the lone bright spot on this could be that this hopefully gives that original artist a lot of attention because that's a really cool concept. Yeah. So I want to see if they have more ideas
like
that.
That one better.
Excellent ad.
It's really good. Yeah.
It's a lot more simple, and yeah, like how it's a lot more zoomed out. And just,
yeah.
Hopefully it's like that thing where, you know, hackers sometimes get hired by the companies that they hack into.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, come help us defend against this kind of stuff. So hopefully this graphic designer does, as you say, Marty, does benefit from it. So that was a little interesting PUBG story for this week to start the year. Microsoft getting their bad news out of the way to start 2018. Thankfully, it wasn't a studio closure like last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead, it is the closure of manufacturing on the Kinect adapter for Xbox One S and X. Microsoft confirming to Polygon that they have discontinued the Kinect adapter that's required if you want to plug a Kinect into an Xbox One S or X, because they those consoles, of course, do not have they do not natively have the Kinect port. Microsoft saying, quote, "After careful consideration, we decided to stop manufacturing the Xbox Kinect adapter to focus on launching new, higher fan-requested gaming accessories across Xbox One."
What accessories?
Yeah, what
that's the that's my Kinect 3.0. That's a little audio.
No, I think it's,
that's what it is.
Your Cortana Dot?
Yeah, my Cortana.
What about Rumble Packs?
Rumble Packs. Yeah, you need those. Expansion Packs also.
Yeah, expansion packs.
Yeah.
Did you know expansion pack was spelled P-A-K?
I did know that.
It's
really
dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Well, because game packs were like P-A-K.
I like that.
It's kind of like
pronounced that pock.
I also imagine some of the careful consideration is that those weren't selling very well. That's probably part of it. But I kind of want to buy one now.
The problem, I think, is it's not so much that Microsoft's discontinued it. It's that from everything I've seen and what people have let me know that have purchased Xbox One X's, these have been – the adapter's been out of stock for months, basically since well before the Xbox One X came out. So there was the expectation of fans that, okay, if I – yeah, it's $40 for this adapter, which is kind of ridiculous. It's probably priced that way because Microsoft probably only made a few of them, so their tooling costs are higher. But there was an expectation, I presume, and a reasonable one on the fans' part, that if they bought an X – and they had a Kinect sitting around that they wanted to go ahead and use, that they'd be able to purchase that adapter. Mm-hmm. And that adapter has not been around for – has not been readily available for a while. So I totally get the frustration there. That's a real shame. I mean,
that makes me really hope that they do release the Cortana Dot.
Yeah, I agree completely.
So that, you know, those people can have that same –
I mean, the adapter was $40.
Yeah.
And the Echo Dot, I know because
75.
The Dot.
I have a Dot that was 75.
It's normally 50. It was on sale for 30 over the holidays. I know because I bought my mother-in-law one. So, Amazon.com.
Did you buy it from that same place Destin almost bought a TV from? Like,
what?
Joe's Electronics.
Joe's Electronics. Destin almost bought a thing from Joe's Electronics, and like the dude tried to like steal his identity, I think.
I remember.
That is absolutely not what happened, but basically don't go there.
Anyway, the $40 Kinect adapter, it would make perfect sense if they did release a little USB voice thing for Xbox that was $39.99.
Yeah,
it would make perfect sense. The spin always cracks me up from every company, not just Microsoft.
After careful consideration.
I just love the phrasing here. Like, I want to start. If it does, this doesn't already exist, I'm going to start a new Twitter handle called at Honest Gaming PR, and it's going to translate.
Well, you have to do that right now, Ryan, or someone listening to this
will
be like,
enough.
Screw you, Ryan McCaffrey.
Yeah, I don't care enough.
It'll be at Honest Gaming PR, and it's just angry tweets at you. I'm going to go stop
that. That's happened before. I would translate for Honest Gaming PR would say it this way. Not enough people wanted this, so we're not going to bother anymore. To the six of you that care, whatevs.
Yeah.
That's the Honest PR translation. Maybe that's not the most polite way
they
to
go. They said it nicer, so that's...
Yeah, they try to be a little bit nice about it.
They use the entire word whatever instead of whatevs.
No.
They just don't even care.
Gotta be whatevs. I can't even finish the...
Whatevs.
That last syllable?
Yeah.
No. Not going there. It's too much effort.
But you could spell out COD for...
No, he was Honest Gaming PR. What wasn't him saying that.
Not
that's right.
Ryan.
He was playing...
No.
Is Honest Gaming.
No, you've already used it. You've already got that.
Yeah,
you're using it to harass him.
Oh, man. All right. One more story this week. Platinum Games, makers of really good video games like Vanquish and Bayonetta
and Atogi. No, that was From Software. What's give me some of the Platinum games. There was their good Transformers game.
Yeah. They made a really bad Legend of Korra game.
Yeah, okay. They did.
Wonderful 101.
That's
and then
it. Thank you.
Kamiya's Legacy before that is at Clover and at Capcom.
Right. And Scale, never mind. No, Platinum Games, they're working on two new IPs, which they're going to self-publish. This is GamesIndustry.biz reporting, quote, Inaba, who's one of the leads there. Although Inaba hasn't made explicit comparisons to the independent AAA model adopted by Ninja Theory with the development of Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, there are obvious parallels in terms of budget and team, which Inaba suggested would be around 20 members for each game. He says, quote, "We can't put together a AAA $10 million plus game because we just don't have that sort of cash as an independent developer. However, we don't plan to go the indies route with just a few people on a team making a game." New IPs. They've done them before. They've also worked on licensed stuff before.
Yeah, there's a licensed thing I really want them to make. Please. So one of the directors at Platinum said he wanted to make a Kill la Kill game, which would be so It'd be really cool.
Video editor, please note that.
Miranda's very passionate about
Kill la Kill. Okay,
that's like my favorite anime, and it's just such a beautiful like action show that it translates so well into a video game.
Yeah.
Also, boob physics.
Yeah, that would need to be a thing.
Yep.
They could just right-click, save as Bayonetta's, and just put it over.
No, that's more intense than that.
Nothing's more
intense. Have you seen Kill la Kill?
That actually would be very, very cool. You're absolutely right.
No, yeah.
I'm confused.
A lot of look up
Kill la Kill. It's anime, Ryan.
Well, there's this high school girl, and she has a uniform that's alive and takes her blood and transforms, and it transforms into a very skimpy outfit.
That sounds a lot like Bayonetta, so I feel.
Yeah, all right.
I'm on board for that.
It would be incredibly cool. But I, you know, a lot of studios do those licensed games, even if they don't want to, just to make money.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's what happened with things like Kara. Yeah. That they just like wanted the money for it. Kill la Kill would be great, but I think they would have to pitch
that's
it.
That's one thing that they've already talked about wanting to do. Or like one of the writers there has said that he wanted
awesome.
To play a game. So I don't know if the studio that did it, Trigger, is very popular right now. They're doing really well and they're doing a lot more collaborations, so I could see them maybe being potentially interested in something like that.
Cool. Yeah.
So
what kind of game would you want that to be? An action game. Well, what kind?
What do you mean?
Like, would you want it to be story driven, or would you want it to just be like a, it could be a million things. You can even have a fighting game out of it, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want a fighting game. Most anime things get like fighting games. It's like no. Bigger.
Because it's like the reference to Hellblade, I think, is one that's like great if they make games like Hellblade that are like, what, Hellblade's like 6 hours or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like things that are like that, like narrative based, that's what I would want from this situation. Mm. I think you could do that.
Definitely not for Kill la Kill, but.
Not narrative based?
No.
You could.
It has a great narrative, but I just want to.
Probably wouldn't work that well.
I just want to beat people
smash
up.
Smash stuff up.
I mean, with the the budget that Platinum themselves is referring to in the team size, I think a 6 hour game should be the expectation, not a 12 plus hour.
Yeah.
60, well, you know,
just partner with Capcom and make Okami 2.
Okami.
Yeah.
Oh, Amaterasu.
Mm-hmm.
Could happen.
Is that
it's
Wolf?
In Dota.
Does that Wolf?
This does remind me. I mean, I wish Platinum a ton of success with this. I really hope they find the same level of success that Ninja Theory had, because I'm not sure that there's another. I challenge anyone at this table to name another developer who has a more extreme ratio of game quality to game sales.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they've just made so many 90 out of 100 plus, you know, just exceptionally.
It's definitely
games.
Valve.
No, to then.
I'm absolutely lying. It's 100% a lie. I was like, "What's the least true one that I can go with?" They just don't sell games.
Well, they don't make.
Well, they sell game.
They make hats.
They sell four great game. That's
they
the
made
point.
A campaign for one of their games with hats.
What?
Dota 2 had a campaign last year.
Really?
What? Yes. Did you not hear me screaming about
it
enough?
No, you clearly didn't scream about it enough, Miranda.
Yeah, it took
I
our campaign.
Need you for
I still
Dota
really
news,
like that
you
got excited a minute ago and wrote Dota 2 on your notes.
It's huge. I really did.
She literally wrote Dota 2.
Don't look at me.
Oh, Amaterasu was in Dota 2 also.
Yeah, that's why I have to do Dota 2. Anyway.
You want to sell the yes. Dota 2 cost?
At least.
Did you read?
So,
I do think that the premier, I don't mean to like, I'm not trying to speak ill of anybody, but I got to figure the top talent at Platinum is on Bayonetta 3 right now, right? It's sure. For Nintendo. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's got a budget.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's got to be where the bulk of the resources are going to.
I don't think they've confirmed that Kami is directing it, though.
That's true.
No, they haven't really said any details. So.
Yeah,
that's true. But I don't know. He might be like Shinji Mikami, where he's taking more of like a senior leadership
role. Well, but I can also see Kami being the kind of dude who's like, I don't want to direct a third one. Like, he could just not do that and try and work on a new IP. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, but I'm very excited about the idea of them like actually taking the Hellblade focus. So.
Cool. All right. So Platinum soldiering on with a couple of new IP. This actually isn't unlike, it's not quite an apples to apples thing, but Remedy kind of doing the same thing. You know, they were always a one game, one studio working on one game. And after their, you know, line of games that have always been super good, but sold well, but not quite well enough, they've now split into two teams making.
Yeah, I hope we find out more about the
P7.
Whatever that is that they're working on at the moment.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Because it's been 2 years since?
It's been a while.
Yeah, 2 years.
That'll be 2 years in the spring
2016.
Because Mitch was still here.
Right. Yeah.
Time knife. Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
Somebody just tweeted me about that today. They were like, I just finished it and you were so right about the last boss. Sucked.
Oh, it did suck. It absolutely sucked. It's in the pool area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Awful last.
It took a really long time.
Just really took the edge off of what is otherwise.
Oh, it just made it infuriating.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, not great.
Anyway, that's it. Slow news week to start the year. Hopefully you had fun with our predictions. Let's go now to the Marketplace report. Alana, we love hearing what we can spend our money on, if there's even anything out.
Retail.
What do you got?
Nothing.
Not a surprise.
Digitally, you can get Winx Club Alfia Butterflix Adventures.
This is a real thing. I did not think it was real. So I thought I'd put the description here because I got to figure, I sure wanted to know what this was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Winx has been around for a long time.
Cartoon. It's new to me. So I was going to figure, let's talk about it. Please tell us what
You can experience a gorgeous Winx world, go on your own adventures, solve tricky puzzles, explore hidden secrets, and get the latest Winx fashions too. If you like the PlayStation version of Winx Club back in 2004, you will love this game. I still don't know what it is.
They're like fairies.
Sounds nice.
I'm most offended that they didn't intercap PlayStation. That's what I'm most offended by.
Mm. That might have been Ryan.
No, this
is definitely a copy.
Straight
save.
From MajorNelson.com.
All right. Yeah,
I'm passing.
There's no capital on the S there.
I love if you liked Winx back in 2004. I was like, what?
Yeah, this is
on this separate console. Yeah. That you maybe didn't know.
This is just a cartoon. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is this anime?
No, it's a cartoon.
Animation.
Uh-oh.
You can also get Dust Off Heli Rescue 2 for $15. Boom Ball 3 for Kinect for $10.
Okay. Well,
Kinect.
That's ironic.
That's yeah, maybe poor timing.
And Outbreak, the new Nightmare, on sale for $7.19.
What are any of these games?
$19? What the heck?
Yeah. Taxes.
Strange choice.
Yeah. Tax. Marketplace, January Games of Gold, The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 3 from January 1st to 31st on Xbox One. Zombie, January 16 to February 15 on Xbox One.
You say zombie, I say zombie.
Zombie. Tomb Raider Underworld, January 1st to 15th on Xbox One and Xbox 360, and Army of Two from January 16th to 30th.
Zombie's actually really cool.
Is it?
Yeah, so that was Zombie U.
It's like a 6?
I didn't review it.
Ryan did?
Okay.
So back in the day?
Maybe.
I know Greg reviewed it. So
I think he did the new one, because I think I remember him playing it.
So, okay. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so this is just...
So Zombie U was a launch title for Wii U.
Yes.
And then it came to...
Didn't realize that part.
Yeah, it came to Xbox One and PS4.
I liked it on Wii U enough.
Yeah.
One of the few things that I had on that.
Like, it was a game I wish they made a second one because it was... I wish they made a second one because it was just... It had so many cool core ideas and just, like, could have learned from all...
Well, I really liked that when you were managing your inventory, the game world still continued.
Yeah.
So you had to be really careful about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it had the interesting sort of, like, roguelike permadeath. Back and try to kill your zombie to get your stuff back.
Yeah. It's good.
Not the strongest games with gold months,
it's
but
not.
They're all free... What are you going to do?
Yeah,
maybe you'll love one of them. You never know.
I think when I think about someone downloading and playing Tomb Raider Underworld, it makes me sad.
Why?
Because there are several better Tomb Raider games to play.
This one's free.
Have I told you the? have I told you my Army of Two story? Have I said that before?
Is it the Vander Caballero the using a tampon to cauterize a wound?
Well, that was in the original version.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's related to that because so Army of Two, right before it came out, like right near the end, it was delayed for 6 months because they, I don't know, you know, what the internal, the real reason was, whether it was the review score, like the mock reviews were low. So like, oh, let's put a little more time to this, whatever it was. But it was delayed so late that we already had, the magazines already had review copies. So it was done.
Hmm.
The game was like through certification or at least in it. And we had a review build. I was on the review. And I reviewed the original version of the game that didn't come out, the tampon version, and gave it a 5.5. So the review was written, it was done, and then it was, and then we got the note from EA like, oh, actually, this game's not coming out right now. Okay, well, we'll just set that review aside. So then it was delayed 6 months, presumably to, I would presume, improve it, make it better. So then when it came back around, I was like, okay, well, I shouldn't review this because I can't, I will not be looking at this in the way that
I'll be comparing it to a thing that no one else will play.
Right.
Right.
So Dan Amrick reviewed it. And so what do you think he gave it?
Did he give it a lower score?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
A 5.0.
Wow.
So 6 month delay.
And the game got worse.
Well, you know, from two different reviewers.
Sure.
So I always kind of chuckled at that.
That's
I always
funny.
Thought that was kind of a funny story.
How different the final game was.
From what I remember, it wasn't supremely different. Like, it was different enough that, you know, I needed to not review it, but...
Why the delay?
They tweaked a few... It's been too long for me to remember, but...
It's really
strange. They went back and touched up a few things, but... It was... The Army of Two, to me, was always... The idea was always better than the execution, unfortunately, which was too bad, because I always loved the idea of a just pure co-op game, after Splinter Cell Chaos Theory and that the four mission, and then they later added a couple more via DLC, but the co-op campaign where you had to have two people and you had to work together, you could do the buddy moves, like one person like crouches down and then like launches the other person.
Some of my favorite parts
human ladder
in Gears are where they split up and you really need to cover each other from different vantage points. Like one of you will be down and one of you will be up. Like I really love that.
It was always good. And that was right in Gears 1. Right.
Yeah. Still haven't played Gears 4 co-op and it makes me very sad.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
I guess I haven't. Yeah, I don't play co-op either.
I only played alone.
So now.
Yeah.
I
finished
here
the co-op.
But yeah, I always, after Splinter Cell, after that Chaos Theory co-op mode, I always wanted there to be I wanted Ubisoft to spin that off into its own game, like call it like Tom Clancy's Shadownet, because you were Shadownet spies.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got it, but that's why I feel like I just appreciate, I don't know how that's going to turn out. I liked the chunk I saw at E3, but A Way Out is the first game that's straight up like fully committing to it. You have to play this game with two people. There's no AI to help you, like, this is it.
Yeah.
It's a two-player game. So.
That's what I was going to say. Is like, well, you're going to love A Way Out, but yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
We got that's one of the March games as well.
It is a March game.
Yeah, I think that's that same week
as Sea of Thieves
and Far Cry. I think they're all within a 7-day span.
Far Cry is the week after.
And MLB the SHOW.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Watch Bull Durham. All right. Oh, New Year of Trivia. Sucks for Destin.
Oh, snap.
So I'm going to start a new scorecard here.
I hate this question. I
have absolutely no idea what this is.
I also
don't either, but I circled one.
I also have no idea. I never saw The Longest Yard, which is what this question pertains to.
Neither.
I know it's a prison football film,
it's
a remake.
It's an Adam Sandler movie, apparently.
Yeah.
During peak Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
It's not recent.
It slightly
it's not
horrible.
Netflix Adam Sandler.
Okay.
It's box office Adam Sandler. So this question comes to us, by the way, Unlocked Box Trivia. If for some reason you're a new listener, we play a trivia game every week. You guys send in your Xbox trivia questions. I test these guys and we keep score all year. And then at the end of the year, someone gets a trophy, which the trophies have always been kindly made by fan volunteers, by the audience. Somebody has made one. Marty won the Essie.
I still haven't seen it.
It's incredible.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's on my desk.
Oh.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That would be crazy for me to just walk around that desk and then see it.
Do you want me to go get it now?
Okay. Yeah, I will stall for time while you go get the Essie.
These fan trophies
You guys want to talk crap about Monty while he's gone?
We could. I mean, I think.
I mean, we did that with Destin.
Guys, I'm gonna make Eaton Marty play Dota.
You should make Marty
play Dota. We're gonna expense a courier. That's Amaterasu.
Yeah.
And it's gonna deliver items. We're gonna protect the ancients.
That's the best.
Defend them even.
He's gonna be bad at that game and also probably gonna hate it. I want to make him play GTA 5.
That's right. That's his other.
He hasn't played that.
Blind spot.
What?
It's only one of the greatest games ever made.
Exactly. Yes.
Holy crap.
It's absurd. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Impressed.
Yeah.
Well, Marty.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. He also, I really think, have either of you played the Divinity games, Divinity Original Sin?
No.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Both very good games.
Yeah.
But I want to make more people play those games because I think a lot of people that I know would just really like
it. The problem is just like such a huge time sink and on PC.
But it's not as much of a time sink as Persona.
Yeah, but how many people have actually put Persona here?
Y'all
talk
about Persona?
Two.
All right, Marty's
three?
Brought the Essie,
yeah,
if you're watching on video.
Damn.
So beautiful.
Let's turn the lights.
Yeah, under the studio lighting, you can't really see it, but...
That's really cool.
Yeah, there you go. So a fan made that, if I remember correctly, Matt Staggs is his
name.
That's
awesome.
So I challenged... And so the theme is, every year, it's the trophy is based off of... and Xbox controller. We started with the Duke, then we went to the Controller S. This year was the 360 controller, so it doesn't. We don't have to move right to the Xbox One gamepad this year, because no one should. That's a viable thing. You still need it.
Yeah, you can use it.
But and it could be anything. It could be
Steel Battalion.
A dead Steel Battalion controller. It could be some peripheral.
One of those original packaged Xbox 360 headsets.
Yes,
terrible.
It could be any.
You have to wear your trophy.
It could be any Xbox accessory, really. That's from the past.
Or nothing. You don't have to do anything. Also,
well, only one person does. There will be an intrepid person that steps
I hope so.
Up.
It's very nice.
Kind enough.
Yeah. But also, you don't have.
You've got all year. So this week's question comes to us from Ian Keane. He's from Ulster County, New York. His gamer tag is First Blood 138. Nice. As we draw First Blood on Unlock Block Trivia for the year.
That was
that's
wonderful.
That's
that was
good
poetic.
Hosting. It's good hosting right
Phenomenal.
There.
Phenomenal. A lot of big notes.
Jeez.
So here we go. In the 2005 Adam Sandler movie, The Longest Yard, when Chris Rock's character is killed, spoiler alert.
Sorry. That's late.
Been too long. What original Xbox game is placed on his coffin? And he sent photographic proof, by the way, of a still of this scene. Was it True Crime, Streets of LA? Was it Madden 2005? Lynx 2004? Or Amped Snowboarding? I admit, no idea on this one. I'd be guessing. Sounds like nobody else remembers.
These would be really sad games to be buried with.
Yeah, so usually I just go with C because I never know the answer. But I'm going to go with D this time because I like Damned.
I also don't remember Lynx being a game.
I don't know what that is.
I feel like he meant to write Blinx.
Well, no, I will unequivocally say it was a phenomenal
game. It was the Xbox
game.
Zelda really? Spinoff. Oh, damn it.
They were sued by Nintendo.
It was Lynx.
Yeah. Legend of Lynx. Wait, so you're going to go with Amped?
So we've got Amped for Miranda. Alana, what do you say?
I'm between A and B. The Longest Yard sounds like a thing that would be Madden related.
It's
a movie about prisoners who play football.
Okay.
Yeah,
then True Crime Streets of LA seems like the kind of dumb Adam Sandler joke that you could make maybe about someone who's from LA. But because I feel like in 2005, maybe the audience wouldn't know that much about Xbox games, that Madden's an easy one to go with. So I'm going to go with B.
Okay. Marty?
I'm going to go with A, just sure.
All right. Well, Destin will be happy because none of you got it right.
Lynx!
Lynx?
It was Lynx Golf.
What?
Yes.
Why did you fail the whole C? You could have done
it. Is it the second time this has happened?
I was laughing inside when you said, I usually go with C, but I'm not going to...
Was Chris Rock's like character like a big golf fan?
I don't know. But
what's the joke?
I don't know. Again.
Well, maybe there was like a gag where he really liked the...
Maybe he didn't really like...
Again, it's
maybe
Legend of Zelda Xbox spin-off.
So good stuff, Ian Keane. You got us off to a great start in trivia this year. If you would like to play, please send your Xbox trivia question. Include 4 multiple choice answers, and please note the correct one in your email. And send that to Unlocked at IGN.com. We'll play next week. That's it.
Did it.
One show in the books for 2018.
Yeah, this was a disaster, actually. It started off rough, but there's nothing to talk about. So
I don't think it was a disaster. I think it was great.
G-R-E-A-T. The show?
We were a disaster and Miranda was great.
I actually agree, I'm Miranda. You did do really well.
Dying over here the entire time.
Yeah. No,
and writing D-O-T-A on your,
cursing.
On your notebook?
Oh, yes.
I feel like if you were like in middle school right now, you'd have a Trapper Keeper where you write like Dota heroes' names and puts hearts around them.
Oh, yeah.
Don't judge me. I do have a visual
Miss
novel.
Miss Miranda Dota.
No. We're making a full-on dating sim for Dota. I have notes.
A doting
who
sim?
Who would you date in Dota?
No, so you have two factions. You have the Dire and the Radiant side. So the idea is that in the game, there's a side shop where you just go buy stuff and anyone can buy from it. And you are a new person running the side shop because the previous person got killed by techies, who's just like this crazy hero who just explodes and suicides.
So
you have to take their job, and your job is to date one of the heroes.
This is actually very good.
Depending which side you choose, Dire or Ancient. Or yeah. Radiant, excuse me.
That's very good.
And, also, yeah, I want to make this a lot more real. One of our graphic designers, Eric Sapp, is making a game with his brother.
Yeah.
And Valve, apparently if you just email the right person, they'll be like, sure, go for it, because that's how we got Bridge Constructor, Portal Bridge Constructor. So I think we can make this. I have Valve's contact info. I think we can actually get this off the ground.
I was just going to make this.
If you draft the design doc, I think we can probably rope in Eric and his brother.
Yeah.
And you can make this. You can.
Yeah, so I'm writing it, co-writing it with Brian Albert, because there's a lot of
get
characters.
Humble Bundle to
write.
To publish it, and then everything's great.
Oh no! You've ruined everything.
I think this is gonna be self-published.
Yes, it was me who single-handedly ruined everything.
Anyway,
all right. Happy New Year, everybody! For Marty Sleva, Miranda Sanchez, and Alana Pierce, I'm Ryan McCaffrey. This was a good start to Unlocked. I think this was episode 327. We've got a fun year of Xbox coverage ahead for you. We will see you next week.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.